is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 1:47, 13 minutes before 2 o'clock. We had planned on having Sean Brown on, but we'll have to have Sean Brown on next Saturday. I wanted to ask him a little bit about Taylor Fadun and this period of time for an NHL defenseman. When you're, you know, just about to start the season, you know, you've probably already got a few aches and pains from block shots. But former Edmonton Oiler, we'll have him on next week and look forward to talking to Sean Brown about playing National Hockey League defense. He was always a favorite. Man, that guy, do you remember him, Connor?
Yeah, I do remember him, actually.
He was
always ready to go.
He was. He'd fight anybody. Yeah. No fear at all. But we'll have him on next Saturday. It's Hockey Night in Canada. You know what? What a tradition it's been. Was it a tradition in your house?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I remember like we'd always have indoor soccer games Saturday, 5 o'clock-ish, and getting home for the late game.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Do you have good memories? Or were the Oilers good at that time?
I kind of had the mid-90s Oilers. Yeah. So not the greatest memories.
Yeah. They were building.
We had 97 against the Stars. But
yeah, 98 was good too. You know, for me, it was like I grew up in the 60s, right? So it was, there was the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner show came on at 5, and that was huge. Big time. Learned all of my classical music from the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner show. And then the game would come on, and it was funny because everybody would watch the beginning of the game, and then the adults would go and they'd play cribbage, Blackout Whist, or a game called Crokinole. Do you know what Crokinole is?
Nope.
Never ask. It hurts your fingernails, something fierce. But it's a European game. It might be German, and it's the most frustrating game alive. And then the kids would play, you know, we would watch the game, and we'd play hockey with socks or whatever, and I loved it. The Leafs back then were a really good team, and we were in English Canada, so you were Leafs fans until they traded Frank Mihalic, and then everything changed. I don't have time to get into it, but it was a big deal when Frank Mihalic got traded. And what I remember most, this is a silly thing, but it's true. You know what I remember most about Saturday nights? We'd always have it at my grandma and grandpa's place, and my grandpa liked a beer called Lucky Lager, and he liked warm beer.
That Lucky's still around.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding. Have you ever had a warm Lucky Lager? It's a wonder.
Yes, yes.
It's a wonder I ever developed a taste for beer, I'm telling you, because warm Lucky Lager beer as a kid, I mean, we would steal it just because you're kids, right? But, man, it was not much for, you know, as an 8 or 9 year old kid. So anyway, Hockey Night in Canada tonight, the Oilers are the second game. And then it's a weird year. You know, you have an entire week between the end of the preseason and the start of the regular season. As it turns out, it might be good news for the Oilers because there's going to be a few practices in there with possibly some new teammates because of the injuries that happened yesterday. The Oilers knew about Ryan Whitney and they know how long it's going to take for him to get back. But the injuries last night, Smead looks like he's got some kind of chronic problem with his shoulder, and he tweaked it at least a couple of times last night and didn't come back, and they needed defensemen, so that's a bad sign, at least initially. We don't know how long term he'll be out, or Whitney, and then Taylor Chorney tweaked a knee, and that could be a short term item as well. We don't know. And then the Fadun injury, which is really, I think, the subject today, along with Drew Doughty's contract and Brendan Shanahan. The thing about Taylor Fadun is he's an undrafted player. He goes to Princeton. We read stories about him after he signed in early March. We read stories about, you know, a very bright guy, was a captain for Princeton. You know, we looked at the numbers, and he had some nice offensive numbers, mostly on the power play, but he described himself as a guy who could play, you know, two-way hockey. He said, and I want to quote here, the positives in my game are good first pass out of the D zone, and this year I had a chance to play the power play. That's Fadun talking about Fadun. And then Rick Olchuk talked about him and said, and I quote again, we've been targeting Taylor for a couple of years, strong kid, fierce competitor, good leadership on and off the ice, and he's obviously a smart kid. He'll be fine if he doesn't make it to the NHL coming out of that school, meaning that, you know, he'll have a career outside of the NHL. We've got room for him in Oklahoma City. The rest is up for him. Is up to him. And from that day, he came to the rookie camp, and I don't think he impressed. I don't think anybody ever talked about him in the summertime as being a guy who might push for a job. And then during this training camp, from the rookie camp on, Taylor Fadun did enough to get himself noticed. And there were a lot of cuts of guys like Alex Plott that might have been a little bit of a surprise. Fadun stays. He keeps making those crisp passes tape to the forwards, making good plays, a little bit of chaos in his own zone, but, you know, made some nice plays on the power play and definitely had put himself in a position to be considered, along with Corey Potter, as guys who weren't on the roster last year who might either make the team or be early call-ups to the NHL based on how well they played in training camp. And that was the backdrop. That's what we were looking at last night. And for the season to turn around so quickly, and we've talked about it today, about the icing rule and whether or not it's wise. I don't think the suspension is the angle here. I think it's the rule that's the problem. But Taylor Fadun goes back on an icing play, done it, you know, however many times these kids do it, and just a really quick touch of a stick from Eric Nystrom, and all of a sudden his season is over, and we really don't know. Taylor Fadun, you know, a lot of work. Curtis Foster had this happen a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. Took him forever to get back there. And maybe this one, you know, we keep saying, well, maybe this will be the item that makes us, you know, stand up a notice and change this goofy rule. And the one thing, and tying it all to Hockey Night in Canada, the one thing, Don Cherry has been maybe a little too long at the fair on Hockey Night in Canada as a commentator, but the one thing that he's held on to that I totally agree with him on is this icing call. It's ridiculous. Going back to the Watson boys in the 70s and Pat Peak, he'll have the name. If he's on tonight, Don Cherry will talk about this and it will be an issue. And he's right. Icing, it should go the way of the dodo bird. There's no other league in the world that has this icing rule. No touch icing. Its time came a long time ago, but the National Hockey League has always been very, very slow to make any kind of changes. It's time to make a change, and maybe Taylor Fadun will be known for a few things, a great hockey career in the NHL, and maybe he'll be the guy that makes everybody stand up and say, let's get rid of this rule. A 22-year-old kid didn't have to lose a season or two because of this ridiculous rule that is outdated and should have been done a long, long time ago. Want to thank our guests. Had a great time with Ian Walker from the Vancouver Sun. Walker, big talker. He does that, and he does it in style. Kent Wilson from Flames Nation. We enjoyed our conversation about the Northwest Division. Helene Elliott from the LA Times. She updated us on the Doughty contract, the Kings trip to Europe, and of course the Colin Fraser Ryan Smith deal, which we still don't have any closure on. And we had Terry Jones on live from Vancouver as he previewed for us the Oilers Canucks game. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday at noon.